Lesson 39. Now let's move on to lesson 39. What are we doing here?
Well, here, of course, we have sentences which include some of these two-syllable words that we've learned. And as you will see, these sentences are quite rich, but there isn't a single long vowel word in any of these sentences. And there's a reason for that. We've saved the long vowels for last because they have special problems. But you can see how much we can already do with what we have already learned.
Let's read the sentences in Lesson 39 together. Jill has a picnic basket full of hot dogs and relish. Next sentence. Philip has a suntan. Next sentence. Kevin is a rascal. Next sentence. Karen and Ken will visit Dad. Next sentence. Calvin put the pencil in his jacket pocket. Next sentence. Bill's mascot is a rabbit. Next sentence. Don put a red ribbon on his cat. Next sentence. Mom has a red satin bonnet. Next sentence. Peg's husband has a wagon. Next sentence. The camel sat on the cactus. Next sentence. Pam can mimic a puppet. Next sentence. Deb has a red velvet sash. Next sentence. Jim has a gallon of lemon tonic. Next sentence. Let's visit Patrick's dad. And the last sentence. It was a vivid sunset. Let's practice these sentences together one more time, this time reading a little bit more fluidly and with a little bit more feeling. Jill has a picnic basket full of hot dogs and relish. Philip has a suntan. Kevin is a rascal. Karen and Ken will visit Dad. Calvin put the pencil in his jacket pocket. Bill's mascot is a rabbit. Don put a red ribbon on his cat. Mom has a red satin bonnet. Peg's husband has a wagon. The camel sat on the cactus. Pam can mimic a puppet. Deb has a red velvet sash. Jim has a gallon of lemon tonic. Let's visit Patrick's dad. It was a vivid sunset. Sam, we've reached another milestone in our journey towards becoming a fluent reader, haven't we?
Oh, yes. And at this point, the learner can go to the back side of the yellow flashcards, deck 4, for review and practice of two-syllable short vowel words. And then the learner can advance to book 4, of the first readers, and book 4 has a yellow cover. So it's coordinated with the flashcards.
Sam, they've read almost half the first readers in the Alpha Phonics program, haven't they?
Well, they will have read almost half when they complete book 4. But as you can see, the learner is moving along very nicely, learning everything that has to be learned in our alphabetic system, and learning it well. And because, as you can see, Helen, we're teaching one thing at a time, and we're careful to give the learner as much drill and writing practice as possible for each lesson.
So you just reminded me we should encourage the student to go ahead and write the sentences in Lesson 39.
Yes, and also to write the words in those pages in Lesson 38, all of those two-syllable words, to give them practice in spelling. You know, spelling is such an important part of learning to read, and this is a great opportunity to practice their spelling by simply copying the words that are in the lists that you just read.